You're listening to Novelbound, a podcast dedicated to making you laugh and keeping you company. Each week, we're sharing all of our favorite books and the embarrassing side of life.
Welcome back to Novelbound. I'm Anna.
And I'm Celine.
And today, we are just going to be talking about my birth story. I have a cute little baby at home now.
This is Anna's moment. Because like I know Nolan's cute, but like this is Anna's moment. This is about the journey that she went through. Because, girl, she went through a journey. I just remember all of your family members texting me. I was like, let's make your birth story about me for like 1 second. I was like pounding, messaging all of her family members, being like, any updates? Any updates? Any updates? Like, I just like was,
and they it was like, so funny. My mom was there, and my mom was like, yeah, Celine messaged me. And Jenny was like, yeah, I'm messaging her too. And then Marie came to visit, and she's like, I was keeping Celine updated.
I was FaceTiming Maria, like, just being like, hey, so what's new? Like, the second that she knew that Nolan had been born, she like sent me like screenshots from the group chat with everything. And I was like, thank you. As I deserve.
You deserved it, honestly.
Now that we've had my moment about my experience with your birth story. Oh,
no.
I'll tell you something so funny.
Yes.
So whenever Tanner talks about like mine and Tanner's birth or mine and Adelaide's birth story, he's like, you know, it was really hard. I had to sleep on the bed, like on that like couch bed, you know, and it was really hard. And I was like, Tanner, I'm so glad that you had a hard time sleeping on the couch bed after I had abdominal surgery and then had to learn how to breastfeed.
Yeah. So. And like, you're literally laying there after major surgery and your boobs are probably so sore. And he's like, and you're like, oh, did your back hurt a little bit?
He's like, I couldn't get comfortable.
Like, you're just so stiff, you know? No.
I love it so much. He literally was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's do you want to start with like just telling us a little bit about Nolan first? Or do you want to start with like we're doing it chronological and talk about like how you felt?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Let's do it chronologically. Yeah. We'll like start from the very beginning.
Okay. So were you in labor on your own?
Yeah, so I'll start probably around, so he was born on October 24th, and probably midnight the night before, like, I was sleeping, and I was starting to feel, contractions.
We need to talk about the books you read, and how you randomly were like, you know what I should do? I should do this all natural. How did this begin? Where this like
I did
you to be like
I did you know, want to do it all
it was so casual. You went like it was just weirdly like two, like 1 month before your birth you were just like, you know, I'm at the bookstore and you know I'm gonna do something crazy.
I'm at the bookstore and I found these books. It wasn't, I didn't make the decision 1 month before,
and you did it so silently. You wouldn't talk about it because you knew we were all gonna judge you.
Yeah, I did. I knew
I was gonna judge kind you of for being a good person.
Thank you. Even like before I got pregnant, I was like toying with the idea of like, but what if I went natural? What if I did it naturally?
What if because I just called Taylor? First,
what if I just did this?
And then she did, y'all. First, she freaking did, and it was.
I did.
This is actually my first time.
I'll tell you how I got here. With my first, I had an epidural and I basically had to be induced because, why was I induced? What? Oh, because I didn't have enough fluid. I didn't have enough fluid in the amniotic sac and they were getting nervous for him. So I was induced and I didn't really get to experience any part of labor. And then on top of that, I got the epidural, which I think if you want an epidural, you should get one. But it just did a lot of damage to me and the recovery was really, really hard. Like I didn't feel like I could walk around for probably 2 weeks after I gave birth. And it's not because I tore super bad. I just think it's because my lower back was like in just bad shape and I just was sore. And I don't really know everything, but the recovery was really bad. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to look into natural and I'm not going to do it the weird way where like some people are like, natural is the only way our bodies were made.
Hey, disclaimer. This is a non-judgmental, judgy view. Everyone's births are important for their own and everyone has their own past. And this is Anna's perspective. So now you can say whatever you want, girl. You can go off and be like, well, this is how I feel. Every birth is a good birth.
Well, yeah, that's how I feel. And I'm like, and I totally do love epidurals. I just, for me, I was like,
I think it's awesome.
It's kind of a switch off. You can have an easier delivery or a harder recovery, or you can do a harder delivery and an easier recovery. That's kind of like the toss up. And so I was like, I'm willing to try doing a harder delivery. And even I told, you know, Jalen was my partner throughout getting ready for all of this. And he was like, are you really like, no matter what, you're going to do natural? And I was like, no, like if I really feel like,
yeah,
I can't do it anymore and I'm losing control, like I won't stop myself from getting an epidural. Like I don't think that natural is the only way to do things.
I could hear the awe in Maria's voice. And like, I just, your mom and Jenny were like texting me and they were just like, Anna is so strong. Anna is so like, and I think like, if anything, it just really shows like how much you were dedicated to like loving your baby in this way. And I think that's really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it definitely was the hardest thing I've ever done. And I can't believe that I did it. Even right after I gave birth, I was like, who gave me the audacity to do this? But now I feel like obviously great recovery was really awesome. Okay, so we'll start back at the beginning. So probably the night before when we were sleeping, I could start feeling the contractions happening. And obviously they were like 15 minutes apart. So I was like, you know, I just was keeping track of them, but they weren't going away because I experienced a lot of prodromal labor. So like Braxton Hicks throughout the last month of my pregnancy. So I never knew what was real and what wasn't. So, you know, these weren't going away. And then we were at church the next, you know, that next day at 10:30, and they were getting like a little closer together. And
how
they
were getting church? A little I'm just sitting there,
I know,
like,
because they weren't like that intense, but again, I like, everybody was like, wow, you're due so soon. And in my head, I was like, hopefully tonight, like if things start, keep going.
The way I would be demanding like a hot bubble bath every 4 minutes and being like, excuse me, I only accept compliments in forms of ice cream.
Right.
And if you look at me in the wrong,
how are so you at tired church? Of being pregnant? But I was just like, I'll do anything to get this labor
You were
started.
Walking. You were and like, so- you were aggressively walking.
I was. So we left church and the contractions were still happening and they were slowly getting closer together. But I was like, we have a gym in our neighborhood. And I was like, Jalen, get in the car. We are going to the gym and I'm just going to walk for a little bit, like until they're at least 3 to 5 minutes apart so that I can go to the hospital. So they get to 3 to 5 minutes apart. And finally, I'm like, we call his mom. She comes over and gets Lincoln and we head to the hospital. And my contractions, like, obviously I can feel that they're happening, but I'm not like, I can still talk through them, or, you know, like I wasn't dying. So we get there and the nurses check me and she's like, oh, you're only like 5 centimeters dilated. So like, it's kind of like on the cusp. We could submit you or we couldn't, or admit you.
Like, Jalen, so she's like, I would supply closet. I got to induce labor. Let's go.
Oh, literally. Literally. No. So she was like, I'll give you 2 hours. I'll come check again at 7. And I would suggest walking around the hospital.
Yeah.
So I did. I walked for like 2 hours around the hospital. And finally, she came to check and she was like, you're almost 6 centimeters dilated. So they decided to admit me and I moved to like an actual room because I was just in like one of the little rooms.
Yeah.
That they check you in. So I finally moved to like the room that I was going to deliver in. And they admit me. I obviously didn't want any medicine or anything, but they were like, beforehand I had talked to my doctor about having an IV in case anything happened, which I think is a really smart idea personally, because then they're not wasting time if something is crucial trying to stick you with an IV. Anyways, so I'm literally just doing circles in my room, and I think, and then I call my mom and she comes up because I wanted my mom there to like support me through this, and then my cousin Jenny, who filmed everything, also showed up. And I think for an hour I walk around and they're like, you're still not progressing a ton. So they decided to start me on a low dose of Pitocin. I think like the lowest dose you can do. Because sometimes they're like, that will just like kickstart your body to like start labor a little bit better. It didn't really work. So like throughout this whole journey, they are slowly upping my Pitocin dosage to try to like get things to go faster. Because I basically walked from like 10 at night to like 6 or 7 in the morning. For like 12 hours. I was just doing circles.
Your commitment here is beautiful. Also, when I first asked Anna how it was, and she was like, I was feral. I love that that's the word you described yourself as giving birth.
I was feral. So feral when we get to like when things really start progressing. Oh my gosh. I don't even know. I don't even know who I
so
was.
You walked your little booty but off for 12 hours. You are so dedicated to this. I will get this child out of my soul, out of my system.
Right? So through all of this, my contractions are getting more and more intense, and I'm starting to have to rely on Jalen a lot to do counter pressure. Like, we did a lot of research. We basically did the Bradley method without really doing the Bradley method. It was like a mix of the Bradley method and hypnobirthing, but like I had found all my own stuff and we didn't really do a class on anything. We just prepared our own way.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And so at like 4 a.m, I finally hit like a full 6 centimeters dilated, 6.5. Like, I was progressing so slowly. And then at 7 a.m, I hit 7 centimeters dilated. And at 8 is when my contractions really started to like, I could not talk through them at all. And I just had to like focus and breathe through every one of them. And I was really relying on Jalen. And I found out probably at like 9 o'clock in the morning, I started realizing, I was like, I'm only feeling this in my back. And so I started realizing that I was like, I'm having back labor, like labor in my back. I'm not feeling it anywhere but my lower back. And it was so, ooh, I was so mad. And then the nurses came in and she really helped figure out positions to labor.
Okay, I've never gone into labor, so I don't know what back labor is, or like, can it be prevented, or is this just how the seat fits?
It's if your baby, when a baby is born, their back should be along the top of your stomach. But when they're flipped, which means that their face is facing your stomach, that means they're sunny side up, that gives you back labor because all of the pressure of their head is sitting on like your backbone, basically. Like, and so you're not like, usually a contraction, you feel it all in your uterus and you feel it all like in your lower vaginal area. But with back labor, you feel it all in your lower back.
Girl, bless your heart.
Yes.
Bless your heart.
Well, finally, I was like, this is awful. And so with my contractions being as bad as they were, I think at like 10 a.m. the nurses came in and they were like, we're gonna do this thing to try to get him to flip over. So they rolled up this towel and put it like right under my lower hips. And I just was like laying back. And they were like, this will hopefully like piss your baby off and we'll make him move and he'll flip. And right before they did this, my doctor came in and he had come in a couple of times just to be like, how are things going? You're progressing, you know, pretty slow. And so at 11 o'clock, he came in and he was like, do you want to break your water? He had asked me a couple times, but I was like, I want to try to let my body naturally do it. But it wasn't happening. And I was like, just break my water, dude. I'm ready to like be done with this. So he broke my water. And then, which he warns you, right? Once your water breaks, things kind of start getting a lot more intense and a lot faster. And, you know, that's what progresses labor. And that's exactly what happened. So right after he broke my water, I could feel him, Nolan, flip. He flipped the right way. And so I started having, you know, normal contractions. But at this point, I was in transition. Do you know what transition is?
It's not that point.
It's when your body dilates.
And you like.
Yes. Yep.
It's the most painful situation. It's where you're. Wait, is it when the head starts to like come out? I don't know. I've filmed births.
So no.
Okay, tell me. Because like I know what it looks like because I've filmed births, but I don't know what.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know what it feels like.
Transition is like the one thing I think that you if you don't prepare for anything, you gotta prepare for transition.
Okay, tell us,
it's
girl.
It's when your body finishes dilating to a 10, which can take like an hour or two. It's fast, you know, compared to the 14 hours beforehand, and my body goes from an 8 to a 10, like, and contractions are back to back. You get no break. You get maybe a 15 or 20 second break between them, and they are the most intense they will be because you're getting ready to push a baby out of your body. So
you know, okay.
I start hitting
transition.
I know this
happened like 6 weeks ago. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. That's why after this, I was like, who gave me the audacity to do this?
Next kid, you're going to be like, you know what? I had such a miraculous, like, spiritual birth last time. I think I'm going to do it again.
It was a spiritual moment.
And I'm going to play this
literally.
Episode. I'll be like, Anna, listen to this first.
Right? Yeah.
Keep going.
So, and at this point, my mom and Jalen they're both doing counter pressure because my contractions were so intense. There was my nurse, her name was Roxanne, bless her, could not have done it without her. She was freaking amazing. She was like, I delivered all my babies naturally, so like, I know how to help you. So I was like, thank you. So we were trying different techniques and she was walking me through it. And she told me, this is at noon, she was like, I really feel like in the next hour and a half, you're probably going to start pushing. You're going to have your baby. And I was like, you're lying to me. Like, this is, I'm going to be here for hours like, longer. Roxanne, like, this is not going to get over because all previous to this, I had been dilating so slow. And so I started feeling so out of control. And the contractions were so intense that I think I looked at Jalen and I was like, Jalen, I think I might want an epidural. Like, this feels, I just felt so out of control of my body. Like, I was not getting a break. I was so exhausted that for the 20 seconds between each contraction, I was falling asleep. And then I would wake up because I was like, okay, another one's coming on.
What?
So
how is that physically possible that you can fall asleep?
Yeah. Honey. Well, so, because you're exhausted. You are so tired. It had been over 24 hours.
This is not a casual commitment. Well over 24 hours since I had. You know what, though? This is what we're going to do. If any of our children decide to have, like, sex before marriage, we're going to be like, listen to this episode because you have to now hear play by play what birth is freaking like.
Yeah, you do. Well, okay, so I mean, you know, I didn't really ask for the epidural, but I was just like, I think if things keep going like this, I'm going to have to get one. And then the nurse was like, okay, let's try a different position. Like, obviously this one isn't working for you anymore. And she gets me on the birthing ball and I like breathe through a contraction. You know, it's not great, but I breathe through it. And then the next one hits and my body like tenses up. And I was like, I can't relax. Something is happening. And she was like, okay, okay. Like, that's not a good position. Let's try one more contraction. And what I realized that I'm starting to push. Yeah. Honey. Like, I cannot physically stop myself from trying to push.
Okay, so wait, like, I don't know what that means. Like, does it mean that you're like the Kegels, like your body just is like,
the like Kegels are happening. And like, instead of just feeling like that heavy, heavy, like pressure and intense tightness that a contraction is, I like start trying to push like a Kegel. And I literally, it's my body. I could Kegels, not
stop but my no fun reward after Kegel. Except for a cute baby.
Yeah, literally. And so she's like, okay, okay, let's get you back on the bed and let's call your doctor in. I'm laying on the bed because I don't know where he was, but he was coming and they were like, I literally am screaming out like, I can't stop pushing. Is this okay? Like, I cannot stop my body from pushing. And they were like, that's okay. That's okay. Like, we want him to get down into the birth canal. And so my doctor finally gets there and, you know, he's like, okay, let's do this. Let's, you know, let's get ready. I pushed for, I don't even know how long. That's like a thing about being in labor. Like, it, looking back, I'm like, that was a long time and it felt like a long time. I was so exhausted, but like the time passed kind of quickly just because I was so focused on, you know, being in labor.
It's like me whenever I eat Mexican food. I'm like, what? Time's passed. Continue.
Yeah. This point is when I am feral. Like, when, because Celine's going to edit the video.
I am so excited to watch that
part of the video.
I'm just going
to. Because the nurse was like, well, just like, instead of trying to breathe quietly, just like scream if you have to. Like, just. If whatever you do. So I was like, okay, like,
and so you just went for it.
I'm pretty close to screaming. Yeah,
I am so excited to watch your video now. I'm so excited to edit it.
Oh my gosh,
that's how you should.
That's why I'm like, no, I'm feral. With each contraction, I'm feral. And so they call it the ring of fire, Celine. I think that's what you're referring to. It's when the baby's head is crowning.
That's all I know, because that's when the doctor's like, get that camera right over here, you're about to film a baby.
Yep. Yeah. So he starts crowning. I definitely feel the ring of fire, but I will say the feeling of pushing through the contractions was like such a relief to having just to sit through the contractions beforehand. Like, being able to push and do something with my body was so much better than all of the contractions before leading up to this. Okay. Like, it was such a relief.
I didn't realize how much of an education this would be for me, because I really want to have a VBAC. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have
you to. You got this, girl. Yeah.
I'm not pregnant right now, but I'm like thinking, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to do this if I wanna have another kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ooh. I will be there with you every freaking step of the way. I will walk you through this. I will get you so prepared.
Yes.
So, yeah, so his head crowns. I definitely feel the ring of fire, but, and it was painful. Like, I won't lie. They say, like, when you're getting ready and you wanna deliver naturally, that, like, you should only do, like, positive things and don't say words like painful, but nah, man, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, it was painful when his head crowned, but it was very short. It did not last. So, and then my doctor, who was so awesome, was like, he has brown hair, like, his head's out, reach your hands down here and feel his hair. And I was like, is his body out? And he was like, not yet. I was like, okay, well, can you get his body out and then I'll feel his hair?
oh my gosh, I That's the clip. That's the clip for this video, because his hair? His head's out. Is his body out?
Yeah. But I was just so, and I just listened to him and I reached my hands down and I felt the hair on his head. It was great. And then I pushed
when that happened, were you just like, thanks? You were polite. You were so polite in the middle of giving birth. I know you're saying you're feral, no. But the fact that
I was like, shut up. I was like,
feeling you don't know anything.
I was like, I don't know. I was like, can we get his body out now? But honestly, once his head comes out, the rest is easy peasy, man. It's easy going. So his body comes out,
it's the shoulders, next push, though. It's the shoulders.
That's true.
But I'm only saying that because I've only seen it. Does that make sense? To be fair, I'm not actually seeing it. I'm like,
well, I hadn't even thought of that because you have seen it and I haven't. They like were like, do you want a mirror? And I was like,
when they bring in a mirror, I didn't like, as a videographer, I'm like, this is going to be a very unique angle for me not to get anybody's hoo-ha in this miracle.
Ooh, that would be hard. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just so talented. I really had to like figure it out. So anyways, enough about me. Back to you and the birth of your child. Continue.
So yeah, so they deliver him and they put him on my chest and I wanted to do delayed cord clamping.
Wait, I'm slowing you down. You can't just they handed him to me. They put him on your chest. How did that feel? Like, tell me that stuff. Like, that like? What was the relief like? What was the experience like after you gave birth? Like, I want to hear that stuff. Like, go into it because you worked so hard.
Thank you. Yeah, I was so dehydrated and like tired that like, they put him on my chest and I started crying, but like no tears came out because I like had no water in my body. But it was such like a worth it moment, right? They like hand you your sweet baby. And I had been thinking this whole pregnancy, I was like, I think he has brown hair. Like, I don't know why I think that, but I just think he has brown hair. And I kind of like had stuck to that idea because I love Lincoln and I love his hair. It's like my favorite thing in the whole world. It is. Like, I've always been like, it would be so fun to have, you know, like we'll have a blonde haired kid. And we'll, like, what if we had a brown haired kid? That would be so fun. Like, they would look really like me. So he came out with his brown hair and I was just like, ugh, the like endorphins that run through your body. Also the relief of not being pregnant anymore. And then having them place your baby on your chest. It just was such a worth it moment. Like when people are pregnant and they're like, pregnancy is so hard. Like, I'm having such a hard time seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm like, you don't know this yet because you haven't experienced it. But like, once they put that baby on your chest, it is all worth it. Like, it's so worth it. I would do it again in a heartbeat because that's how worth it is.
I love that.
And so he laid on my chest and because we had delayed cord clamping, like it was immediate to my chest and he was there for a while. And then I think Jalen cut the cord, maybe? He didn't want to, so I don't know if he did, actually. I don't remember. But then I delivered the placenta, and that was easy. And
he's not, I don't know if he can do my baby because we're family, but I'm like, Tanner can legally deliver babies now.
I bet you he would. I know a couple who her husband went to, like, PA school. It was, like, some medical type school. He's not, like, a doctor, but he did something like that. And when she delivered her last baby, they let him catch the baby. Like, they gloved him up and all that stuff. I bet you they would let him do that.
No.
How special would that be? Oh, my gosh.
Tanner would literally die and go to heaven. And I'd be like, get back up here, okay? I need your counter pressure. How dare you catch this child? Someone else needs to do it. You need to tell me I'm pretty in the middle of this, okay?
He would talk about it for
Honestly, though, I would be like, how's my makeup, Mom? Is it good? Because I never got to have a videographer in the room. I don't know if you're newly listening to this, I had a C-section. So that's why I keep being like, what is a transition? What is back labor? Cause like, I've never experienced it, but, no, I would be like, are my lashes still on? Yep. We're good.
Oh no. I am so thankful that the nurse at least put my hair like in a cute ponytail or something because with Lincoln, when I had the epidural and I was like, let me put my mascara on really quick. Like I want to look nice, but I was sweaty. I'm going to look gross in this video,
but it's okay. No, it's okay. It'll be beautiful. And if it's ugly, I'll just put it in black and white and it'll be artistic.
I
did that with Sydney McCleave. I did her birth story for Raven. I think that's what. Suddenly I'm like, is that her name? Oh my gosh. Anyways, but I remember I had a pink scrunchie and I was like, okay, come here. Like I had to like put her hair up. I
weirdly remember that too.
Yeah. I was like, I just need you to have, not only do you need your hair on your face, but like I have like, I always get a bunch of these like little bow.
Cute scrunchies with a little bow on it.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, you know, we always need a little glam when we're giving birth.
Maybe something.
Can you imagine, totally, though, like, the standard that we are holding ourselves to, that while in the depths, the throes of motherhood, where something is being exported out of your body, that you have not, like, that like, isn't supposed to fit there. You are, like, right? You're worried about how you look, as if that is not the most beautiful you will ever be in that moment. Like, literally, I bet that's the moment where Jalen's like, that is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, that you're already like radiating joy and love and strength and beauty. Like, I'm sure that's like, you know,
love that. No. I agree with that, honestly. Mm-hmm. Maybe I didn't look my best, but hopefully Jalen saw my best.
Girl, I haven't looked at the footage yet because I've been in Tanner graduating mode, but I am very excited, and I will send you screenshots, and then we'll put some photo filters on it so that we can
we'll have a good time. It'll be good. So yeah, so they put him on my chest, and it's like this magical moment, and then they need to obviously go weigh him. So after, you know, we cut his umbilical cord, they go weigh him and they kind of rub him down. And then because I've just delivered naturally, I don't have any pain medication or numbing medication in my body. So my doctor comes with a needle and is like, okay, I have to stitch you up. I tore 2 degrees, which is normal. That's how much I tore with Lincoln.
Girl, so I never thought about that. You have to raw dog.
Luckily, you don't. So he gave me some numbing medication, but it like wasn't enough. So as he's stitching me up, it's not like that bad, right? Because I just pushed a baby out. But I'm like talking down to him, and I'm like, I can feel the needle. I can feel these stitches. And so he stops, and he's like, okay, like let's get some more. They could not find more. It took them like a couple minutes to find more of like this the numbing medication. But finally they gave it to me and he stitched me up, and then yeah, that's basically it. But you know what? 2 hours later I was able to stand up and walk myself to the bathroom, and I was not able to do that with my first. So yeah, I was freaking exhausted. I basically, after everything was said and done and the nurses left and my doctor left, I gave Nolan to my mom to hold for like 2 hours, and I was like, I just need
you need to sleep. You need to sleep.
And so it was so nice to have my mom there to hold him, because me and Jalen were just so exhausted that like we just slept for 2 hours. And then, yeah. And then Nolan was born. I didn't even give a time frame. At 2:15 p.m., weighing 7.98 ounces, almost 8 pounds. He almost killed me. The audacity of him to be that big.
I think it's absolutely hilarious that you are having that. Like, I just was like, you had a bigger baby than me, and I have a giant for a child.
Oh, right after he was born, my doctor was like, that looks like it could be an 8 pound baby. And I was like, no way. No way did I give birth to an almost 8 pound baby. Yeah, I did. And he's a chunky monk, man. He's
so cute. He's so cute. I love it. Now you finally know what I'm like, what my life is like. Because everybody, when Anna had Lincoln, and I still experience this every time I'm out with her and Lincoln, everyone's like, he's just got the curliest little hair, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. He's so cute. Whenever I take my child out, they're like, she is so big. She is massive.
Sometimes it's like, all right, I get it.
You're like, I know. That made me feel so bad for my sister Shannon, because that was like her life with twins. They'd be like, oh, did they have a buy one, get one free sale? Are they
identical? Like,
I'm supposed to
lose it.
Oh, yeah. And it never will stop because they're twins. And that's like such a marvel in itself that like she's like, yeah, they almost died multiple times. And it was really
it was
hard.
A drag experience, but
I know. I'm at the point where I hate it when people like are excited for you and they want to ask you things about your life, and you're like, I'm not ready emotionally to talk about that yet, but when I'm through it, I'll let you know.
Yeah. You called me, we like talked that day, later that day, and you were like, how was it? And I was like, I'm not emotionally ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right after I delivered, honestly,
this
like
is the first
everyone
time
had
I've
left
heard
and I looked at Jalen. Yeah. I was like, I can't believe I did that. Like, I can't believe I let myself do that. It was so, I think just because I was still wrapped up in the like intensity of like that last little bit, and then just all the like flurry and movement of the nurses being there. But now that like some time has passed, obviously like I'm looking back with rose colored glasses mostly, but I'm like, it was worth it to me. I think I would do it again.
I love it.
If he wasn't flipped around, I think that's why my labor took so long, is because he was sunny side up.
Well, that's what I've heard. I had a few friends that did back labor, and I was like, back labor for 48 hours. And I'm like, okay, I have questions for you.
Yes.
So, what was the first thing that you said to Nolan when you met him?
Oh, I think I just said like, "You're here. Like, I'm so excited to meet you. I love you." And then I said, "I love your hair." The hair thing. I hung on to the hair thing.
Love it. You're like, I will never let this go. Nolan, you're my favorite. Lincoln, you have blonde hair, you're dead to me. Let's go. Jalen got extra, Jalen got credit for the group project, you know.
He did. He did.
Okay. So what have you learned from this entire experience?
Oh my gosh. I honestly think, like, just kind of expect the unexpected, especially if you're trying to go with a natural labor. Like, you have to be okay with things not going the way you want them to. Like, and honestly, for the most part, things went the way I wanted to. Like, I got really lucky. I was hoping I wouldn't have to be on Pitocin, but I didn't let myself linger on that. I just was like, you know what? We just have to do whatever is best to get him out.
Birth is
I think that's
best,
like the
bed is
best mentality you
best.
can
Like, as
have.
long as you have the baby out of you in whatever way your body can, like, oh heck yeah, that's
Exactly.
so I really want to talk about like postpartum and that experience, but I want to get through like the moments from that day first because I'm like, oh, this is so cool. So what
Yeah.
was it like? What was your experience with Lincoln meeting Nolan?
It was so cute. Oh my gosh, he came into the room. We actually have a little video. But he came into the room and
You kept
he was
that for
so
me?
excited to meet him.
Actually, no, I
Yes.
think you
In
sent
fact,
it.
you should have it, but I'll send it to you. But he like Jalen is holding Nolan and Lincoln, the first thing Lincoln sees is me on the bed, and so he doesn't even go see Nolan, but he comes up to me and he's like, "Mommy, are you okay? Like, are you hurt? Do you have an owie?" And it was so sweet. I was like, "I'm okay, Lincoln." And then he notices Nolan and he's like, "What?" And we're like, "This is your baby brother." And he like goes up and he like kisses his little chest that's all wrapped up and he's like, "I love you." It was literally so cute. I was like, "You're putting a show on, bud, and I appreciate this."
Okay, so
Was
cute.
sweet.
How do you feel? And you can talk about the day of, or like as an experience as a whole, but like, did this, how did this bond you guys as a family?
Oh, that's a good question. Honestly, I love seeing Lincoln be like an older brother. And then honestly, it really bonded me and Jalen because he, like, I didn't have a doula or anything. Basically, we had prepped him to be my doula. And so it really bonded us to like have him be there to be my support through all of this because he was the person who was like getting me everything, doing all the counter pressure, making sure I had water, making sure I had food. And like, it just was nice to have him, you know, be the person to rely on for that.
I will
And
say,
then I felt like I kind of had to give up some knowledge. Like, if he was going to suggest something where he's like, "It doesn't seem like this is working, should we try something else?" Like, letting him kind of help me through
yeah.
that was bonding too.
No, I think like one of the hardest things in I was gonna say, I have like three things to say. First off, one of the hardest things I think in my marriage is allowing my husband to take care of me and like allowing him to like, you know what I mean? And I think that when you are physically strapped down or like cannot rely on it and they like step up, it really does change like your perspective of them because you're like, oh wow, when I let you take care of me, like you're really good at it. I was gonna say though, Jalen is like one of my favorite, like I really love Anna and Jalen's relationship because I do see like how fervently they support each other. And I had no doubts, like in my mind that Jalen was going, like he was gonna be the perfect doula because he is like a doula for your life, like all the time. You know, like I just genuinely feel like you guys, you're one of those couples where I'm like, I love like their dynamic. I feel like they really support each other. Like obviously y'all are sassy and sarcastic, but that's just flirting. Like it's good. But it's cool seeing Jalen because I think there are parts of Jalen and Tanner that like remind me, like y'all's dynamic and our dynamic, that I'm like, oh, like way to go, Jalen. I'm very happy about that. It makes me, I really do think like it's been fun seeing you and Jalen like handle now having two kids
Oh my
and you
gosh,
know.
yeah.
Like it's been fun like watching you guys do that. And it's been cool, like a learning experience for me, just seeing like I'm so glad you're doing this first. So that way I can call you and be like,
Yes. I
like, what
will
do I
walk you through
do?
anything you need.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you
I will
are.
take care of you.
Thank you for taking one for the team and doing all of this first so that way I can reap the benefits.
Oh, you are so welcome. I read this one book and it's called Childbirth the Natural, or it's like Natural Childbirth the Bradley Way. I would not recommend reading the entire book because there is total fear mongering at the first, where it's like, why would you ever want to put medicine in your body? That would be so bad for you and your baby. I like do not believe in that stuff. Yeah. But the section that they talk about, like labor and delivery, is the most like detailed, in-depth, like it tells you everything to expect and what each new step looks like. And so I think like that really helped to like, for me to visualize what was happening in my body because I had read that. So I would recommend the last half of that book. The first half is total crap. Don't read that, but the last half is good.
Spilling tea, sharing those resources. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what advice would you give to someone like during those first few days of postpartum and like how you feel now? Like, I know you had a very unique experience kind of with breastfeeding and everything like that.
Yeah.
I'd love to like hear your experience because I feel like we talk a lot about birth stories, but it's the afterbirth, I think, that is like the hardest part.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I knew to expect the baby blues because I got them with Lincoln. But I decided that I was going to breastfeed with Nolan. And I didn't really breastfeed with Lincoln because it just was super painful. I couldn't figure it out. And he could not even latch. It's not even that he had a bad latch. He just couldn't latch at all. So I was like, this isn't worth it. I can feel myself spiraling. So we did formula with Lincoln. With Nolan, he could latch. And so I was like, I just have this deep desire that I really, really want to breastfeed. But he could not latch well. In fact, before we left the hospital, I was so damaged that I was already bleeding and I had cracks on like both sides. And I was in so much pain and it just was really hard and I couldn't figure out how to fix it. And finally, like Jalen was like, call someone. And they had a lactation consultant I could call and she came and helped. So like, honestly, my advice would just be to like, don't suffer silently. Like, and not like, obviously your partner's going to be there to help you, but like reach out to other people that you know have breastfed. I reached out to a couple people that have experienced, like have breastfed multiple times. And I was like, this is my experience. Is this normal? Like, how can I help this? And they helped me. And honestly, they even helped me just realize that like, breastfeeding is hard and that's normal that breastfeeding is hard. Like, it's not an instinct that you're both born, you know, knowing exactly how to do. Like, you both have to learn how to do it together. And it takes a while for your body to get used to it and to toughen up. And just knowing that that was normal helped me feel better, even though, like, I still had a lot of damage. Fine. Like, now that we're a month and a half out, it's great. I love it. Like, I'm totally healed and he's great. But it just is, it was such a learning curve that, like, I wanted it so bad that I kept doing it. But there were so many times that Jalen was like, why don't we formula feed? Like, this is so hard for you. And I was like, because I feel like I can still do this. Like, if I really feel like I can't, I'll stop. But I feel like I can still do this. And now we look at us. Now we're here. But yeah, my advice would just be to like, don't suffer silently. Like, reach out to the people around you. They can help you. They have experience.
One of the biggest things, so I'll tell you what I've learned from you, from just observing you over the last 6 weeks, and obviously one of those silent suffering. In fact, I would call in, I'd be like, you haven't talked to me for 2 days. What is wrong? What's on fire?
Because you know.
I know, because the only times that you are not texting me back or like whatever is like whenever something's going on, and I'm like, what's going on? And you're like, hi, I've been bleeding, and everything's great. I haven't slept, and I've been crying, but everything's fine. And I'm like, tell me everything. No, like, tell me how you really feel. It's like, that's something I think a lot of the times, because even I felt like this with you, where I was like, oh, I want to make sure that I give Anna like her space to, you know, experience life. And I know how overwhelming it can be. And so I would be like, oh, do I give her space? But I feel like a lot of people will step back and be like, oh, she's got this, whatever. But I think that's the time when new moms like need to be loved, even if it's not like to talk, but just like here's DoorDash money. Go, like, you shouldn't be cooking.
It was amazing. It was the best thing you could have ever given us. Half the food we got, I was like, I can't eat any of this. But you gave us $50 for DoorDash. We used that so fast.
No, and I just think like finding ways to like I sent, not like that I'm like, and let me tell you all the things that Farina, but I think that, you know, I could tell that she'd been going through a lot, and I was like, let me send her like a little note about all the things that I see.
I literally cried
because I think just like, I know how hard it is with postpartum, and just like, there's so many things, and it's just like, so I think like one of the things as a supporter I think that I learned is like, you can't, like your friends still need your love and help or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you know, you have this new baby and you feel like you can't even stand up because suddenly there's all this space and your organs have to go back to where they were. Like, I remember standing up being like, oh, it feels weird to breathe like this because I haven't had space in my lungs for such a long time. Like,
yeah,
your body's trying to go back to normal. And then you're also trying to learn how to breastfeed. And yeah, no, you definitely, the saying it takes a village. Yeah. Now more than ever, that's what it means. It takes a freaking village.
A village took care of me while you were gone. I literally was like, I need friends. Anna is experiencing motherhood. I like did writing sprints and like called people up. I was like, Anna's been my support animal, my emotional support animal for so long. Anybody want to hang out?
Hello, anyone?
My mom's like, you know, we really don't talk like this anymore. And I was like, yeah, it's because I've been talking to Anna. but something that I actually learned from you though, that I thought was really cool, is one thing that I've always like admired in Anna is the way that she like prioritizes time and like learns, like she's very present. Like whenever Anna is with someone, she is always going to be like focusing all of her love and attention. Like, in fact, like sometimes I'll be like, it's, why haven't you texted me back? She's like, it's Sunday dinner. And I'm like, oh, right, we don't. And I respect it because of that. And I think like that's something that I used to just, you know, constantly live on my phone or constantly trying to text people back. And I think one of the things that I really loved about Anna is that, you know, she shows me that when I get pregnant and I have my maternity, like I can just be present with my family. And because that's such an encompassing thing. And I bet that you learned so much and you're able to enjoy motherhood so much more because you were present. And I just think that's like phenomenal. So, and the world was waiting for you and it was fine when you came back, but like because you didn't come back halfway or like was trying to like do both, I think that you came back much more full as a person. And like I think you really needed to like go under for like 6 weeks and really understand like nursing was no joke. And I don't know, I just thought it was really cool. And I think you're like so much stronger as a person because you took the time for yourself. And I think like a lot of women don't do that, and I just thought that was cool that you did that.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't even think I could have had the capacity to try to like be anything but what I did.
And that's okay. And I think like, yeah, and I think a lot of women don't have the capacity. I know I didn't have the capacity. And I think that just if you have the opportunity and the privilege to be like, no, I need to focus on motherhood, then you do it. And you should feel good because like, I bet, like, here's the deal. I know I would have 1000% had every reason in the book to be like, yeah, this ain't working out. Formula. And I think that like the way that you were like, no, I felt like I could do it. And I kept going, like, that not only taught you something about yourself, but also like you're like, I think that, you know, no one needs that, especially with like RSV and all of these like bugs going around.
Exactly. I was nervous. Yeah, I was nervous with the formula shortage. Yeah. Like, I don't have anything against formula. I think it's a great, we fed Lincoln off formula.
Yeah.
I just knew that like, I didn't want to
deal with that. I love that there's controversy that you and I have to like dance around.
Right.
We're like, well, we're not like against formula and we're not against breastfeeding and we're very like neutral about everything. And we're not trying to, I'm like, this is just what worked for us. And like, I think that I'm going to have a different birth experience because I'm going to be in a completely different life.
Yeah.
Experience and same thing with you. And so I'm like, how about, but so yeah, I'm like, you can say whatever you want, girl. So like formula.
Thank you. Yeah. I just didn't want to deal with that. And in fact, even like when I was recovering, like, cause I was cracked and bleeding and it was so bad. And I just like needed a break. I couldn't even pump. I was so damaged. Like it was so painful that like Jalen had to go buy a little thing of formula. He had to get whatever they had. They only had like one brand. And we would like switch on and off with that because I was like, I have to give myself the chance to heal. Like,
I needed that about you. That's one thing that like I had to go to therapy for last year was setting boundaries, not only with like people, but also like with my mental state being like, no, it's okay that I take space. And I think I've always admired that about you. And I think that that's what makes you like such a whole centered person. So, what did you learn about yourself through this process?
Oh my gosh, that I can freaking do anything. Literally, it was so empowering to give birth.
Yeah.
Like, and it was empowering to give birth naturally, and it was empowering to like overcome this breastfeeding journey because I had an oversupply, which I know you would almost, you know, you want an oversupply more than you want an undersupply, but I was so engorged and swollen and just leaking everywhere. And I couldn't pump because she was like, my lactation consultant was like, don't pump. You don't want to encourage this oversupply. Like, unless you want a huge stash. And I was like, I don't. So I couldn't pump at all because I didn't want my body. I didn't want to tell my body that that's how much milk I needed. So, yeah. So from delivering birth naturally to figuring out breastfeeding, I can do freaking anything. I feel so empowered from it all. Like, if you really put your mind to something, you can do it.
I love that. Okay. For our final thoughts, what has been, like, your favorite moment with Nolan? Tell us a little about him, his, like, personality and little funny things. Like, just tell us a little bit about Nolan.
He's so sweet. He's such a sweet. He's, like, a little colicky at night now. But honestly, I love that he looks like me. I feel like when – I know that sounds, like, vain, but I don't mean it like that. But
No, I get it. Adelaide's blonde, and I'm, like, cool.
Yeah,
if she didn't have my curly hair, I would be so mad. I would be like, are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, yeah. It would be
she's
like
nothing. Totally Tanner's kid except for the curly hair. And I'm like, oh, rude.
That is Lincoln. So, like, when Lincoln was born, my first, and everybody was like, he looks just like his father. He looks just like his father, right? They both have blonde hair and blue eyes. And even I think he has my facial features, but, like, you can't get past the coloring of a kid, right? So they were like,
and facial features are so different on a kid because, like, they're just, they got, like, the round little face with the chubby cheeks. Like, that's what kids look like. So you can't even see that.
Exactly. And so, like, they just, all I would ever hear was like, oh, he's definitely the father, like, father, son. He looks just like him, which I love. Like, I think it's cute and it's a bonding thing. But, like, Nolan was born and he had the brown hair and he has a calic in his hair where I have a calic. And my mom, like, saw him and she was like, oh my gosh, he looks just like you when you were a baby. Like, I can't believe, like, we joke that my maiden name is Batista and we joke that, like, he's a Batista baby because my Nana came over to meet him and she, like, had this whole, it was like a surreal moment for her. She was like, my dad's name is Paul. And she was like, I'm holding Paul. Like, he looks just like Paul. I can't believe this. This is crazy. And so, like, it just was bonding for me to be like, oh, like, I have a kid who looks like me. That it just was,
yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else you want to, like, leave with everybody?
Pregnancy is hard and labor is hard. I think even if you, no matter how you have a labor, it's freaking hard. And, you know, women are freaking amazing. That's all I'll say. Like, women can do freaking anything.
Yeah, and if you have a friend that just had a baby, call them, ask them.
Yes, support them. Don't let them silently suffer.
No, ask them. Like, that was one thing that I committed to, is that whenever I see a woman at church, I'm like, do you want me to hold your baby so you can have, like, a minute to yourself? Because I think that a lot of times people are like, oh, they probably don't want me to hold the baby. And some women don't, you know, they're like, oh, this is mine. But I think, like, a lot of the times people are just asking for a break or asking for
another. And yeah, I think that's, I seriously love that. And this sounds so not well thought out, but if you're going to the grocery store and your neighbor had a baby, don't be like, hey, I'm like, what, you know, I'm going out, is there anything you need? Just be like, I'm at the grocery store, send me a list of four or eight things that you need so that I can bring them to you. Like, force yourself to, like, do stuff for them.
Yeah. Because asking for Anna, let me freaking do a grocery pickup order for you so that you actually get groceries delivered to your house, you freaking she's like, I'm not gonna take my own advice, but ask for help. Don't suffer silently.
And you know what? Only with a grocery order, and I'll tell you why. Because they do such a bad job at grocery pickup.
Walmart doesn't.
I just need to try Walmart. I do Smith.
It's because Anna is so Anna is a brand name girly and she can't handle Walmart. She's like, I'm gonna go to Smith's because Smith is like I can't be seen in a Walmart.
I love Walmart and I will shop at Walmart any day of the week.
This podcast is sponsored by Walmart.
Even though Jalen makes fun of me for that, he's like, they come off of the same truck. You realize that, right? The produce that just got delivered at Smith's is headed to Walmart to drop the same stuff off.
Anna is, what is it? What's another word? A snob. Anna is a snob. Anna is a little fruit snob.
Yeah, I'll take it. I will gladly own
that. And on that note, Anna the fruit snob and me, we will leave you until next week. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you for sitting with us through that.
I love it. Okay, bye.
Bye.